I'm surprised Dr. Braccio's with us today, Brittany. I'm sure he's getting fired up for Michigan, Michigan State. This will be the first opportunity that Michigan State University has ever had to go through a graduating class with all victories over the University of Michigan in football. It's a pretty cool thing, isn't it?
Well, sounds pretty exciting to me, Tony, and I will certainly be there ready to go early in the morning.
All right. When we think about marriage, the old saying is love blind when people marry comes up. And Dr. Braccio, as you mentioned to me in an email, 50% of marriages are failing. And it made me wonder, do we really stop and think about who we're marrying and really seeing if that's a fit?
Well, one of the most baffling things to me, Tony, is how people will spend limitless hours poring through research reports on a car, on a video camera, on a computer, and they'll meet someone, think they fall in love, and a month or two or three, whatever it is later, they're getting married, entering into this incredible voyage of a lifetime that even if the marriage doesn't work, you often have children, you have to raise them, you're going to be involved over generations, these things that happen, and people just don't seem to think about it. It is absolutely baffling to me, and I work with couples, have for countless years, and I'm just amazed how they ever got together. I really believe if people would ask questions honestly before they became involved and infatuated and in love, they could save a lot of misery for themselves and children and others over a lifetime. It can be very difficult.
Well, when you think about it, there's ethics and morals and religion and financial circumstances and are you a match? There's so many things to decide, but we don't take the time to look at those. And it takes a couple of years, doesn't it?
Well, it really does. In order for people to really understand. I think what you have to do, though, Tony, before you ever get to the point where you're going to be getting married, okay, or even think of getting married, you really have to be asking the questions, like, would you really want to be with this person? Is this person going to be your best friend? Would you like to have a child like this person? Do you adhere to the same moral, ethical-type values? In terms of personalities, can you communicate when there's problems, when there are disagreements? Do you have similar views on child rearing? Where do you want to send the children to school? Do you want to have a traditional stay-home mom or a stay-home dad or whatever it might be? Are both of you done with education in terms of, is this kind of where you're going to be? What, just all these things that you want, what are your goals for your children? Where do you want to live? These seem like things that aren't that big one-on-one, but as you really get into them, they're the things that can be devastating in relationships. And there's never going to be anything perfect, but people need to meet, they need to talk, they need to sort things out, and actually waiting a while before you get married is actually a good idea, so you're more focused and more set in life on where you're going. But it's a critical voyage in life, and if anyone's really listening and thinking of getting married, they really have to ask the right questions to themselves and to the person they're in love with, if they believe they're in love with, before they get married. Very critical.
Thanks, Dr. Braccio.
Always a pleasure, my friend.